The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Big catches all around as the run pushes to 25 million, but processor limits continue to slow down the fleet. It's Friday, 7/7/17. I'm Dave Benninger, glad to be on board with you tonight. Coming up, genetics from Port Moeller suggest even more fish are heading to the west side. How big is she going
to
go?
It remains to be seen, but there's certainly the possibility that we would be able to break the 15.8 from 2006.
Tim Sands on the program tonight to discuss, plus some set netters fishing Naknek tell us how their day has been. And the wife and mother of a large set net family at Lower Combine found herself unexpectedly pressed into service at the beginning of this early big run.
First of all, I'm screaming and a hollering and a dancing around in the boat because I'm kind of squeamish about fishing. Immediately when the fish start hitting the net, the self-talk escalates and I'm basically yelling at myself, pick the fish, Karen, pick the fish. You can do it. You can do it. And the two gentlemen I were working with were just snickering and laughing.
That's all ahead on tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support comes from Laundry at the Sifsoft Building in downtown Dillingham, a full-service laundromat and shower facility where you can shower and get laundry done at the same time. Open till 10 p.m. every night. 907-843-0863.
Catch this show live nightly at 6, replayed at 10 and 2 a.m. and on Saturday and Sunday at 1:30 p.m. We'll be live here at least through next week. Follow us online at kdlg.org and keep in touch. Let's begin with a summary of the run by the numbers. Yesterday's harvest across Bristol Bay, 2.31 million sockeye. That pushes the season total harvest now past 16 million, just by 23,000 or so. Yesterday's escapement was 1.5 million. Total escapement to all counted rivers, 8.6 million. In-river estimate through yesterday's counts were 550,000 sockeye, again on the east side rivers. Total run, 25.13 million, out of a preseason forecast of 41.5 million. Let's break that down by district, starting with Ugashik. Good catch day there, 315,000 sockeye on the books. Doubled the season total, which is now 710,600 sockeye. Ugashik River escapement finally seeing some life. 122,000 sockeye counted on Thursday. Season total there is now 140,600. Paul Solomon puts an in-river estimate at 200,000. Total run to the district, 1,050,000 sockeye, out of a preseason forecast of 5.4 million. Another nice day in Igigik. Messages in from out there saying, folks having a great season. Good to hear. 725,000 sockeye on the books yesterday. Season total now 5.7 million. Igigik River escapement Thursday was pegged at 312,600 sockeye. Season total escapement on the Igigik River is 2,022,000. That's reached the midpoint of the escapement goal range, and transfer times have been waived. There's a 200,000 fish in-river estimate. Total run to the Igigik District is 7.9 million through Thursday. That's out of a preseason forecast of 10.6 million. Naknek Kwejak coming alive as well. Catch yesterday was 627,000 sockeye. Season total catch, Naknek Kwejak, 2.1 million. Escapement counts from yesterday, Naknek River Thursday was 27,400. Some more added through today's counts. Total pegged at 956,000 sockeye on the Naknek inside of the goal range. Kwejak River yesterday, 446,000 sockeye. With some more count added through 2 p.m. today, Kwejak total is now 948,000. And the in-river estimate has been bumped up to 300,000. With those fish added, the total district run to Naknek Kwejak is about 4.4 million out of a preseason forecast of 16 million. Nooshigak District, the head scratcher this year, just continues to grow. 627,000 sockeye landed Thursday in the Nooshigak. Cumulative now 7.4 million. Another big day of escapements. Nooshigak River Kings, 4,600, one of the bigger days on the season. That pushes the season total for Nooshigak Kings to 51,055 fish past the sonar. Side note, 27,000 kings have been harvested in the Nooshigak District commercial fish. 2,000 kings have been harvested in the Togiak District commercial fishing. Nooshigak sockeye count was 199,600 sockeye Thursday. Season total is 2.16 million escaped. That's over the top end of the escape and goal range. Wood River logged 397,000 sockeye past the tower Thursday. Season total 2.3 million. That's over the top end of the goal. Igushik River count on Thursday was 22,100. Season total escapement 178,200. That's inside the goal range, not quite to the midpoint. Thus, no waiving of transfer times yet. Nooshigak District total run through Thursday, 12,032,000 fish out of a preseason forecast of 8.6 million. With the added counts today, it's put at nearly 4 million fish over the estimate. More with Tim Sands in a moment. Togiak fleet landed 19,000 sockeye yesterday, season total 114,400. Togiak Tower counted 2,100 sockeye, season total 8,200. Total run to the Togiak District, 123,000 fish out of a preseason forecast of 660,000. Again, your baywide catch yesterday was 2.3 million, and the total run is 25.1 million fish. Average sockeye per drift delivery for July 6th. Congratulations to Ugashik getting back on top of the board after such a long wait down there. Yesterday, 1,679 was the number of sockeye per average delivery. Igigik, 1,263. Nooshigak, 938. Naknek-Quijak, 905. And Togiak, 196. Allocation for today through Thursday's catch, starting with Ugashik, 87.9% drift. Ugashik set 12.1% of the harvest. Igigik drift catch 85.8% of the harvest. Igigik set 14.2%. Naknek-Quijak district 67.2% of the harvest from the drift fleet. 22.2% from the Naknek set netters, 10.6% from the Quijak set netters. Nooshigak District, 79.8% of the harvest from the drift fleet, 16.1% from the Nooshigak set, 2.9% from Igushik set, 1.2% unspecified. Togiak is listed as 100% unspecified. Your Bristol Bay District registrations as of 4:35, courtesy of the Dillingham office, beginning with the Ugashik District, 247 permits registered, climbing to 266 in 48 hours, on 182 vessels climbing to 197, that's 65 D boats going to 69. Igigik District has stayed about the same, which makes a good bit of sense there, 444 permits registered today, staying the same there. That's on 336 vessels, 108 are D'd up. Naknek-Quijak continuing to grow. As of 4:30 today, there were 463 permits registered to fish, climbing to 540 in 48 hours. That's on 390 vessels, climbing to 454, 73 are D-boats. In 48 hours, 86 will be fishing D'd up. And Nooshigak continuing to bleed out a few boats and permits here. 429 registered today at 4:30. Staying the same. That's on 336 vessels in the Nooshigak, 93 are D-boats. And Togiak Fleet has 42 permits, fishing on 42 vessels. Baywide, that's 1,625 permits registered today at 4:30. In 48 hours, 1,721 will be registered to fish on 1,286 vessels and 339 D-boats as of today. Still waiting on numbers from the Port Mueller test fishery effort today, as we don't have any indication if they even fished yesterday, sitting out a day. We do have stock composition in from the July 4 and 5 catches at Port Mueller that was released today. You might recall Port Mueller saw a huge spike of catches on July 4th, posting its highest daily catch index of the season, which much of the activity happening at the inshore stations. Catches then dropped off a bit on July 5th. Here are the genetics from the July 4 and 5 Port Mueller catches. 23% Ugashik, 19% Igigik, 14% Naknek River, 13% Kwijak River, 12% Nooshigak, 9% North Penn, 8% Wood, fractions of a percent to Alagnek, Agushik, Togiak, and Kuskokwim. We'll do that one more time. 23% Ugashik, 19% Igigik, 14 Naknek, 13 Kwijak, 12 Nooshigak, 9 North Penn, 8% Wood. Naknek Kwijak combined was 27%. Nooshigak and Wood Rivers combined was 20%. We have catches in from Area M today. The Bear River, PM Bite, Three Hills, Ilnik, and Outer Port Hyden sections accounted for 61,000 sockeye yesterday and 109,000 the day before. Season total from those sections, 1.56 million fish. Nelson Lagoon fished yesterday, landing 14,000 sockeye. The day before, 15,700. Season total for the Nelson Lagoon fishermen, 122,000 sockeye. And on the blue sheet, just for reference sake here, so far 22,390,000 sockeye have been harvested around Alaska this summer, 77,000 silvers, 6.7 million chum, 3.1 million pinks, and 162,000 king salmon on the books in the state of Alaska so far this year. And before we move on from this portion of our broadcast, while you have a pen and paper handy, if you do, let me point out that next week, the following companies have generously agreed to accept deliveries of fish as part of our pledge drive for KDLG. We want to thank Ocean Beauty Seafoods, who will accept donations of pounds on your fish ticket to KDLG from Monday to Friday next week, July 10 through 14. If you're fishing for Icicle Seafoods, Monday to Friday, July 10 through 14, Icicle will also accept donations to KDLG of your pounds. Alaska General Seafoods says they will accept that on Thursday, July 13th. They'll take your donations on the fish ticket. And Leader Creek Fisheries says they'll take donations on the fish ticket on Friday, July 14th. Thank you very much to those companies, and thank you in advance for helping keep this program and everything we do here on the air. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We'll be back in just a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by generous support from Bristol Bay Native Corporation, following a Fish First policy to sustain and promote the economic and cultural value of wild Alaska salmon in the Bristol Bay watershed.
Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the west side of Bristol Bay and is sitting on a potentially record-setting year. He joined me earlier today to discuss. Nooshigak is just going gangbusters here. We see the genetics in from Port Mueller. You're already at number two or three all-time district run, and these genetics show 12% Nooshigak and 8%. Well, that's 20% of the Port Mueller catches from July 4th and 5th might be bound for your district here.
Yeah, I saw those, and it's been a jaw-dropping season, but it dropped again. I mean, I thought we hit the peak, and I still think we've hit the peak, but it looks like the tail might be a little bit bigger than people expect.
How often have you seen a 440,000 sockeye escapement day on the Nooshigak?
Well, we had a couple big days back in 1980 when it was a strike year, 900, 700. But beside that, I don't think we've ever had days a 400 fish day.
And we know people were on limits, but they were still fishing. This wasn't free passage here. This was just slightly less than usual, I suppose.
Right, because if you consider a two-day lag, you know, that might have been on the 960,000 day that those fish went by, the day we caught 960,000 sockeye.
Well, the reports that trickle in from the fleet is that people are just having an amazing season, and we heard people talking last night a little regretfully about transferring out, because I guess there's really no guarantee that Kwijak is going to go. I think people assume it will, but the Nooshigak just continues to surprise, and what if the Kwijak surprises the other way?
That's true. On the other hand, I think we're seeing a big push at Igooshik right now, and we could well be in the situation where we are going to waive the transfer period to the Nooshigak district in the next couple days. So, of course, when that happens, people can come back for free. They still have to transfer. They still have to do the notification, but they don't have to wait the 48 hours.
Okay. Let me come back to the district total here briefly. Through Thursday, the district total is over 12 million. Your forecast was for 8 million and some change. Where is 12 million at on the all-time scale? And do you think you will top 2006 all-time 15 million plus run this year?
Right. So right now, number two all-time, I think, is 1980 with a total run of 12.4 million to the district. And the number one all-time is 2006 with a 15.8. So we're at 12 now, and, you know, it remains to be seen, but there's certainly the possibility that we would be able to break the 15.8 from 2006.
Have ye any working theory yet on where these mysteriously large amounts of sockeye have come from?
Well, preseason, I talked to folks and said, look, we had these jacks in the Wood River last year, 277,000 jacks, a number we've never seen before for jacks in the Wood River, and that projects out to a really big number of 1.2s. So part of it's there, but obviously part of it's the Nooshigak. I mean, our escapement in the Nooshigak right now, just the escapement in the Nooshigak River, is more than the preseason forecast was. And interestingly enough, I didn't look at it that closely preseason, but the number of 1.2s and 1.1s in the Nooshigak was pretty high. So that in itself was probably the indicator that we would be seeing big numbers there. Now, what caused that? Warm winters several years ago, warm springs when the smolt out migrated, just good conditions somewhere. A pristine watershed makes a big difference. You know, we don't have a lot of perturbation, environmental perturbation in our watershed. So there's all kinds of factors that lead to the fish doing better than we could predict.
We know that the Nooshigak, obviously it has a good sockeye run, but it's not as famous for a sockeye run as it is for its kings, and the kings are maybe the one black eye so far, but they're getting right near the lower end of the escapement goal. Are you confident that there was a big push yesterday, are you confident they'll kind of keep chipping away, or they're just running a little later than usual?
I am definitely hopeful. You know, I'm not going to say confident because I don't want to jinx anything, but I'm hopeful. We're almost to the bottom end now, and if we can trickle in even a thousand a day for a few days, we'll get over the bottom end and get well within the escapement goal range. That would be wonderful. You know, the subsistence catches have certainly been good here, and the commercial catch is standing around 26,000, maybe 27,000 commercial harvest is higher than it was last year. But if we could get above 60,000 on the King Escapement, I'd feel really good about that.
Last question, Tim, while we have you on the phone. It seems like you're not going to have a lot to do here, frankly, for a little while. What's your plan to keep people fishing, maybe some allocation concerns? And frankly, it sounds like the buyers are still really struggling to open their fleets back up to wide open fishing. So what position does this put you in it for the next week?
Well, you know, our primary concern is escapement. And as you said, there's some processing bottlenecks there. So all we can do is provide opportunity, and the fishermen will fish as they're able to, and their companies are able to take the fish. And that depends on not just what happens here, but also on the east side. So we're not worried about allocation. There's nothing we can do about allocation. We're worried about escapement and really just trying to provide all the opportunity we can, and that's what we're doing. We're extended until further notice everywhere we can be fishing, and what's going to happen is going to happen now. But there's still lots of data to crunch. You know, the making the decision part of the job doesn't take all that much time. It's putting all the data into the computer and talking to people, answering the phones, answering emails, and we got a fly survey still for Togiak. And keep an eye on that system over there, too.
All right. We'll talk Togiak with you over the weekend or next week. Tim Sands, area management biologist for the west side of Bristol Bay. Tim, thanks for the update on this Friday here.
Thanks, Dave.
Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground. Eating saltine crackers, 10 cents a pound. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
Continuing tonight's show, let's look to the east side. The Naknek-Quijack-Setna District was extended another 24 and a half hours last night. It closes tonight at 6:30. KDLG's Caitlin Tan went to Peterson Point to chat with some of the Setnetters this afternoon. Here's what they had to say.
Miss Setnetter, my name's Don Trainer.
And how's this season been for you?
Not too good, and not knowing what the price is going to be.
And you're fishing for Peterson Point?
Yeah.
So is that different from past years?
Not the last few years. They don't set prices. But before, years ago, they used to have pretty much know what you were going to get when you came up here. Where do you go to work for somebody not knowing what you're going to get paid?
So what keeps you coming back?
Stupidity, mostly.
How's this past opener been for you?
Oh, well, we've had some good days. Today's kind of a slow one. Yeah, they haven't made us pull nets yet. That's a good thing. There's probably more fish going to come, but it's not going to be like it was.
My name is Maynard Hebe. I'm from South Dakota, and I do some cooking for part of the crew, and I also go out on the boats, on the set net boats.
And how's this season been?
It's been fairly good. We started out just a little slow, but all of a sudden it gained momentum, and right now they've got us on limits and everything, and so we have to pay attention to that along with watch the tides and how many fish we catch and everything like that. So it's good. I mean, we wish we could, they'd open it up all the way, but then we understand, you know, that the canneries can't handle it or whatever. Yeah.
How's this last opener been for you guys?
We got two boats on one line right now, so it's good.
Good. Yeah. How many pounds of fish are you bringing in?
I'm not really sure of the total. I know so far, I think they're at about 45 or 50,000. I could be off 5,000 there, so they're happy. It's much better than it's been the last couple of years. Last year was a disaster. I spent more time doing odd jobs than fishing last year.
Decker Wilson, commercial fishing in the Naknek District.
Setnet?
Yep.
And tell me how this last opener's been for you.
Pretty good. Just picked on the flood and had 2,500 pounds or so, and hoping to get about that on the ebb. That's what the limit is. 2,500 per pyramid. We got two pyramids.
And are you guys fishing for Peterson Point?
Or? Yeah.
So you'll keep going until tonight when it closes?
Yeah. We pulled the outside so we don't go over the limit, but...
How do you feel about the limits?
It is what it is. Sucks, but not much we can do about it.
And how about this season in general? How has it been in compared to other seasons?
Pretty good. It started late, obviously. Everyone knows that, but it's hot and heavy now.
How many pounds are you at so far?
35,000 or something.
Randy Cudd,
And you're set netting for Peterson Point?
Yeah.
And tell me how it's been these last few days.
Last few days, kind of quiet, but we're crippled from the big run that came in a few days ago, so hopefully they'll keep coming. I heard talk on the streets, maybe another week, kind of medium, steady fish, but we'll see. Compared to what it was at the first yacht, it's definitely dropped off. I think that they'll keep coming. Hopefully it's just nice and steady and nothing too crushing. But yeah, we're optimistic always.
How about today specifically?
Today, I think the outer nets caught quite a bit more than these inner nets. See all the drifters rushing up in this area when the fish are running a little deeper. So yeah, outer nets look busy, but we're just sitting out here waiting for the tide to go down.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.
Keep in touch with us by email, fish@kdlg.org, 907-842-5281. Well, everyone has a story of how they came to be involved in Bristol Bay's fisheries. Some are born into it. Some find themselves pulling nets for the first time just out of high school or college. Some hear the call of the sea later on down the road. Recently, KDLG's Avery Lill sat down with Karen Marksmiller to hear her story. Marksmiller recently retired from her job as a senior executive administrator at Oracle, a computer tech corporation out of California. This is the first time in decades she's been able to visit Bristol Bay, where her husband and son are both permit holders. Marksmiller came expecting to help out with the family business from shore. Instead, she found herself on crew for the week.
The game plan, according to me, was I was on the princess, quote, tour, meaning as friends said, oh, you're going to Alaska. Are you going to Alaska to fish? I said, no, actually, I'm there to support. My husband said he would get me a weekly license or something so I could be on the boat and maybe try and haul in a net or two or just be a participant in the commercial fishing. We go into the fishing game to get the licenses for a few crew members, and much to my surprise, my husband purchases me the commercial fishing license for the whole season. I said, okay, and thought, okay, we'll see where this summer goes. We have several boats. One of the boats was short a crew member this year until a week or so into the season. And the captain of that boat said, Karen, why don't you just hop on the boat and either observe or participate, whatever your comfort level is. I gear completely up. Never had that much clothes on in my whole life. And hop in the boat. Well, first set, Fisher hitting the net. And there's only two people on this boat. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is an opportunity. I better help out. First of all, I'm screaming and a hollering and a dancing around in the boat because I'm kind of squeamish about fishing. Immediately when the fish start hitting the net, the self-talk escalates. And I'm basically yelling at myself, pick the fish, Karen, pick the fish. You can do it. You can do it. And the two gentlemen I were working with were just snickering and laughing. I said, I can do this. I know I can. Finally grabbed the first fish out of the net. And after a little bit of practice, I'm a little more comfortable and things calm down in the boat a little more. And we commence with setting of the nets and hauling in the catch. The rhythm of fishing, it was really a beautiful thing. It's messy, yes, but the pulling in of the nets, the setting of the nets, the positions in the boat, I thought the cadence of fishing was just remarkable. What an experience. I don't think I could ever have planned this adventure. I know it was a short adventure. I fished approximately a week, but I did actually do most of the different tasks as much as I was able to. I was unable to make my way through the mud as nicely as some practice individuals. I took a roller or two. But what an adventure, what an opportunity. I just wanted to say how much of a deep respect I have for the fishing community, their hard work, and the ability of a town to rally around one industry and support it so magnificently as they have. I am very humbled to be a small part of this industry, and I have added greatly to my journey.
Karen Marksmiller, thanks for sharing your story with KDLG's Avery Lill. Just a couple of messages to pass along tonight. Robert Howard out fishing somewhere in the bay. Richard Karp looking to get in touch, 444-9597. Message here to Dave and Tristan Williams in Igigik from your brother Brad, Ron, Adi, and all of the family in Oregon. They say, may your Kuviak be strong and your fish be plenty. Stay safe. They send all their love to you down there in Igigik. One in to Henry Lindquist. Henry, your mom writes in to say she loves you and take care from your old sea hag. And finally, a note from Jeff Pike writes in to say, just need to say thanks for kicking butt on all these fisheries reports. It feels like I'm there. Jeff Pike, it's our pleasure to do so. Thanks for the note. Seattle Mariners lost last night to the Oakland A's. That was the first of a four-game series that continues tonight. The Mariners are 41-46 in the season. They're fourth in the American League West. In the American League right now, Houston Astros on top. Their record on the season, 58-28. Boston Red Sox, number two, 49-37. The Indians, Yankees, and Kansas City Royals rounding out the top five in the American League. In the National League, Los Angeles Dodgers are 58-29, sit on top. Arizona Diamondbacks in the second-place spot currently, followed by the Washington Nationals, Colorado Rockies, and the Milwaukee Brewers rounding out the top five. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has announced he's starting a quarterback academy. The program will train aspiring quarterbacks between the ages of 10 and 22. Wilson will partner with former teammate Jake Heaps. Venus Williams will advance to round 16 at Wimbledon after she beat Naomi Osaka of Japan. Steve Johnson lost to Marin Cilic of Croatia and will not advance. That's your sports news. Before we go, your marine weather forecast tonight for Bristol Bay waters continues to be rather calm. Southeast winds of 20 knots, seas 3. Tomorrow, southeast 20, seas 4. Tomorrow night, southeast 20 knots, seas 4. And Sunday, southeast 20, seas 4. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, there is a small craft advisory in effect tonight and tomorrow. Look for southeast winds 30 knots, seas 6. Tomorrow, southeast 30, seas 6. Tomorrow night, southeast 25, seas 5, and Sunday's outlook right now, south 20, seas 5 feet. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is dedicated to covering the greatest sockeye salmon fishery on Earth. It's made possible with the generous support of our underwriters, listeners, and you, the fishing fleet. With help from the rest of the KDLG team, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.